وقل رب زدني علما.
نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله. We have the class from the book of Al-Adab Al-Mufrad للإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى, باب 35 بعد 300, باب قول الرجل لا وأبيك. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا محمد بن سلام. This is the book of Adab Al-Mufrad, chapter 335. باب قول الرجل لا وأبيك. نعم أخي. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا محمد بن سلام قال أخبرنا محمد بن فضيل بن غزوان عن عمارة عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أي صدقة أفضل أجرا؟ قال أما وأبيك لتنبئنه. يقول الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله صحيح دون اللفظ وأبيك. إذن أما لتنبئنه, أنت صدق وأنت صحيح شحيح تخشى الفقر وتأمل الغنى, ولا تمهل حتى إذا بلغت الحلقوم قلت لفلان كذا ولفلان كذا وقد كان لفلان. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى said in this chapter 335 a man saying لا أبيك, no, by your father. Hadith number 778, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Messenger of Allah, which sadaqah, which charity has the best reward? He answered, وَأَبِيكَ by your father. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala says, this wording, by your father, is not sound. So the Prophet said, you will learn of it. You will learn of it. You will be taught. It is that you give charity while you are healthy and avaricious while you are healthy and you are shahih. Means you love it. You have desire to keep the money or the wealth. صحيح تخشى الفقر, you fearful of poverty, وتأمل الغنى, and you desirous of wealth. The best of charity is the one you give while you are healthy and you are shahih, means you want to keep, you strongly want to keep the wealth, and also you are fearful of poverty, means you think if you paid off, you reduce your wealth, you may be even poor, you don't have something else and the like. And وتأمل الغنى, you want and you have desire to be wealthy, to increase more wealth. When you have this situation, in these four situations, you while you are giving the charity, you're healthy, you are not someone who is about to die, who lost hope in the life. Rather, you are very healthy. And you also wants to keep the money, the wealth. You also poor, you fear poverty if you pay it off. And you have desire of the strong desire for being rich. That's when the charity is the best. And you shouldn't delay it until you are at the point of death and then say, this much is for so and so. This much is for so and so. When it already belongs to so and so. So in this hadith, the best charity, it's not the number of wealth you give it. Rather, it's the situation. The situation. The here, someone who is fearful of poverty, what he gives is better than what the one who is wealthy and doesn't fear reduction of his wealth or doesn't fear poverty, even if he give it away, this charity, it's not the same. And this is a proof that what's being considered in the act is not the number. It's not the number. How much actions you do. Rather, how much you have ikhlas, how much you are sincere, and the like. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. What reaches Allah, it is not the flesh and the blood of the sacrifices. Rather, is the piety, is the taqwa. Some people think the more camel, the more cow, the more goats they slaughter, even though they are not doing for the sake of Allah, even though they do this out of unlawful wealth, money they took through riba or the money they stolen and the like, they think they're doing good. Someone may make hajj out of a money he stolen. Someone may give charity to a masjid, give money to the masjid from a money he earned through gambling or selling alcohol and the like. And he thinks he did good it because he built a big masjid from selling liquor. This is not the issue. إن الله طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيبا. So it's not the number, rather it is the situation of the person. So sometimes you may be poor, and what you give it for the sake of Allah in that situation take precedence over what someone who is wealthy gives out. In the second hadith, قال الإمام بخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب إذا طلب فليطلب طلبا يسيرا ولا يمدحه. قال رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثني الأعمش عن أبي إسحاق عن أبي الأحوص عن عبد الله قال إذا طلب أحدكم الحاجة فليطلبها طلبا يسيرا فإنما له ما قدر له ولا يأتي أحدكم صاحبه فيمدحه فيقطع ظهره. Chapter 336. When a person seeks something, he should ask for it simply and not a flatter, not being too extreme in praising. When a person seeks something, you want something, you are in need of something, he should ask for it simply and not a flatter. From Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when one of you seek something, he should ask for it simply. He will have, this is the wisdom, he will have what's decreed for him. None of you should go to your companion and then flatter him and thus break his back. in this athar, the Sahabi Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one of you seek something, you need help from somebody, that he should ask for it in a simple way. In a simple way. Yani, some people, when they ask, they present themselves as like they are dying without this, that there is no life. Or they make ihraj to the person. They make ihraj. What's ihraj? Too much ihraj. Embarrassment. You have the money, you have this, Allah gave you this, Allah, me, I don't have that. Why you don't give it something? You this. Until the person feel embarrassment and ihraj. Yani, the person maybe sometimes going back and forth to the same person over and over until the person get tired of it. La. The Prophet ﷺ said that the traveler has right to host him how many days? 3 days. The fourth day he should leave. You are a traveler. You come to a family. They have to host you, welcome you. Especially the first night, the first day. Give you the best of what they can. Without takalluf, without burden on themselves. But try to honor you more. Second day and the third day also, they still host you. The Prophet ﷺ said, the fourth he should leave. Why? Because this human being is weak. Maybe the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, he will feel burdening. So this is ihraj. So the Sahabi says, when one of you asks, he should ask in a simple way. I have this in need, if you can help, jazakallahu khair. For instance, the reason is, he said, he will have what's a decree for him. Well, this is a reality, and this is a haq. Whether you keep on repeating asking, whether you present yourself like you're about to die, whether you praise this person extremely, you will anyway get what Allah decree for you. So take a lawful way. Take a proper way. And this is not just asking, this is the life. Even if you want you working, don't break your back in working. You say you want to work 2 hours. La. You will get anyway what has been written for you. Work, yes. You want to look for a marriage? Look for it in a proper way. Yani, don't say, I have to marry within 24 hours. I must. La. Just take it smoothly, the steps off. Alhamdulillah. Naam. Don't keep on begging the father of the daughter. Please confess her. She doesn't want you. No, confess her. You the father, you can't affect it. La. You will get what Allah decree for you. Just take it in a loaf. Yes, take the means, but not too extreme. So, in another hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, لَن تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. No soul will die until it complete its provision. Nobody will die. What Allah provided for us, decreed for us, is there. Is that amount of life. In time, in provision, everything. We will never live this worldly life until we complete it. Whether it come first or it come later. Some people, they become rich later of their life. Some people, the beginning. Some people, they become healthy, the ending of their life. Some people, the beginning. So whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for him to be healthy, he will be healthy. Whether it's the beginning or the middle or the end or all of it, based on what Allah. So the person to just take a proper means. Now, you need wealth, don't look for through stealing and deceiving. Don't do that. Because you're poor, don't steal. Allah will provide. Take the means. Take the means. Allah will provide you, inshallah. He promised. But take the means. It's a matter of taking the means. And being patient. Allah will provide. Subhanallah. Because Allah said, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. No moving, nothing, no moving creature on the earth, save it's on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to provide. But it's a condition to take the means. You don't sleep under your bed and you expect a goal or medical doctor certificate to come to you. No, you have to go to school, you have to work. Na'am. So the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala says, the person when he's asking someone else, he should ask in a simple way, for indeed, for whatever he has was decreed for him, he will get it. Then he said, none of you should go to your companion and then flatter him. Meaning praise him extremely, or praise him, and thus break his back. Na'am. Rather, there is sound hadith, Prophet ﷺ said that the one who prays the person in front of his face to take sand, to throw sand on his face. And one of the Sahaba applied that. And this is how bad it is to praise the person in front of his face, unless in certain situations. Prophet ﷺ, he said to Umar, oh Umar, if you take the way shaitan takes another way. No doubt this is praising. And this is haq, and this is true. And so some praising, it doesn't bring breaking. It's reality, number one. This person, he believes that this person is this, and he has a good reason for it. For instance, to encourage him. Yani, to encourage. Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'ad, Ya Mu'ad, wallahi inni uhibbuk. O Mu'ad, by Allah, I love you. And I love for you what I love for myself. Never leave to say after the prayers, or at the end of the prayer, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Why Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahabi, I love you, before he mentioned, before he taught to say this supplication at the end of the prayer, to encourage Mu'ad to take it serious. This dua. Imagine if someone says to you, Akhi, I love you. Wallahi, I want good for you. What do you do? Don't go with the bad people. Yes, this may have an effect. It does have on you. He just would have said, don't go with the bad people. Because now he show you he care about you. And from caring about you, such and such. So Prophet, he said to Mu'ad, I love you. What praising bigger than this? I love you. Who births and loves him? A friend of Allah. So sometimes, yes, if there is a reason, one of his students of Quran, you encourage him, Jazakallah khair, keep learning, Barakallah fiq, you really. As Imam Malik said to Imam Shafi, he said, Imam Shafi, I see light in you. Don't distinguish it with sin. Rahmukallah. Something meaning that I see good in you, don't distinguish it with sin. Meaning, I see Imam Shafi, he used to be very smart, very memorizing, very disciplined, adequate. And he memorized the book of Imam Malik, big book, Muwatta, and they say in 6 months, very short time. So Imam Shafi, Imam Malik have this farasa. If Imam Shafi would continue on this path of seeking knowledge, he will be different than the other people. The statement Imam Shafi, he heard from Imam Malik, affected Imam Shafi. So he became Imam Shafi, alhamdulillah, that big scholar, alim. And the ulama, they used to have this encouragement. But not in a way, يعني, you're breaking the back of the person. Some people, layman, they may say to you, mashallah, you will go out to the Jannah. Astaghfirullah. This person, and this may be fitna to him. Na'am. maybe a fitna to him. Maybe fitna to him. So, al-muhim, not to praise the person in front of his face, unless there is a need. And on the other hand, it will not cause him fitna. It will not break his back. قال الإمام بخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب عفوا قال الإمام بخاري حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا إسماعيل عن أيوب عن أبي المليح بن أسامة عن أبي عزة عزة يسار بن عبد الله الهذلي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله إذا أراد قبض عبد بأرض جعل له بها أو فيها حاجة إن الله إذا أراد قبض عبد بأرض جعل له بها أو فيها حاجة This hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said when Allah wants a slave to die in a particular land he makes a need for him to be there When Allah wants a slave, when Allah wants a person to die in a particular land, Allah makes a need for him and for that person to be there. Naam. So some people they're running and maybe even fighting for going somewhere. Because Allah wants that one to die in that place. It's the death time of that person. Therefore, all means is being made easy for him to be there. In a way, it was narrated that there is one of the angels, one of the prophets. So when he was about to die, and he knew the time is coming, He left the place. He went very far. And then, accidentally, he saw the angel of the death. He shocked. He said, where are you? He said, why are you surprised? He said, I'm surprised. I was commanded to take your soul in here. And you've been very far. I didn't know how I can get you, and I've seen you now here. If it's sound, it's narrated. وَهَذَا المهم, you see people fighting for an airplane. Fighting. Hey, don't miss the flight. Then you see the airplane يعني destroyed, get ماذا, crashed. On the other hand, you find someone who lost the flight and he was preparing to file a lawsuit to the company. By the time he hears the airplane is gone, he says, Alhamdulillah, he changes his mind. Al-Muhim, a person doesn't know. How many people are, you see them. If you go to the highway, experience too much. Or experience so much, you're surprised. And after a few minutes, you find the person is dead. Where was he running to? To that destination. What does that mean? Person take always take normal. Don't try you will get what you will not get. Yes, take the means, but always in your life in a normal way. You will not get things because you're running too much. La. Al-Muhim. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, when Allah wants a slave to die, in a particular land. He makes a need for him to be there. You find sometimes people being brought from Africa, from Asia, for a doctor to be in Emory Hospital. By the time they land, they die. Now, or even the doctor himself make mistake. He mistake the surgery and the person died. Some people, they go to the doctor healthy. Very healthy, have no problem, and they never be out of it. It's not even one incident, it's not two. Therefore, only go to the doctors when you really need it, especially in a surgery and the like. Naam. When you really need it. Because it's a lot of people who go. One person who works in a hospital in Rochester, he told me, he's surprised. Over 30 people come, he said, walking with their feet. Sometimes they even want to check up. They never go out. Allah a'lam. So, al-muhim, when Allah wants you, Azza wa Jal wants you to die in a particular land, He makes a need for you to be there. He will put a need for you in that place. So you go for that need, but the case is to die in there. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله باب قول الرجل ما شاء الله وشئت باب قول الرجل ما شاء الله وشئت قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله حدثنا أبو النعيم قال حدثنا سفيان عن الأجلح عن يزيد بن الأصم عن ابن عباس قال قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله وشئت قال جعلت لله ندا ما شاء الله وحده جعلت لله ندا ما شاء الله وحده. This is chapter 339. A man saying what Allah wills and you will. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Allah wills and you will. He said, you have set up an equal with Allah. It is what Allah alone wills. A man said to the Prophet, whatever Allah wills and you will. Means what will take place is what Allah wills and you will, O the Messenger of Allah. Prophet said, you have set up an equal with Allah. It is what Allah alone wills. Don't say what Allah and you will. It's only what Allah wills. So even though the Sahabi, he didn't mean a shirk and to equalize, to make يعني, the Messenger of Allah to set up an equal with Allah, but the wording is because of the wording, it has been rejected. The intention of the companion was not considered. The wording was considered. So this is how Islam is great. Where even يعني, the wording of the person should be good. You don't say my intention is good. نعم ما شاء الله وحده. Nay, it is what Allah alone wills. Even though Prophet ﷺ has will, Allah gave his creation will. But when it's being equalized with the one of Allah, it's not allowed. ما شاء الله وحده. Many people, they say, if it was you, the would have been stolen. If it were you, is this. If it were you, I wouldn't pass the test. If it were you, la. If it wasn't Allah, then you. First mention Allah. Then mention the cause, the means which Allah made it. A cause for it. Naam. A man said to the Prophet ﷺ, whatever Allah wills and you will, he said, you have set up an equal with Allah. It is what Allah alone wills. Therefore, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, those who write on the walls of the masajid or in their houses or have a post on something on wall, one there is the name of Allah, Allah, and the other one there is the name of the Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad, he said it's shirk. It's a lot. You see someone having Allah, his name, Allah Jalla Jalalu there, and on the other corner, facing it, Messenger, you see Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rather, in some masajid, A'udhu Billah, you see Allah, his name, Azza wa Jal, you see Messenger Muhammad his name, Azza wa Jal, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. It's like the African leaders. That's the way African leaders. They make the president and the one next to and the one five people in some countries. Subhanallah. So this is not allowed. Don't equalize and equal set for Allah equal with anyone. No wording, no meaning. So the Muslims should be know that it's some Muslim houses, some masajids. Plus, even Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when he was asking the ruling of posting Quran onto the wall and the like, he mentioned this is not, shouldn't be done. He said, first is innovation. Prophet ﷺ was not used to post things, Quranic or verses of the Quran or hadith onto the walls. Number two, he said, is wasting money. This costs money. Number three, he said, there may be disrespect to the Quran or to the poster onto the wall when people do sin in front of that, in that room, for instance. People are backbiting someone. People are watching bad sin. And there is here, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ on the wall. La, this is not respecting the Quran. Even you may hear some people turn on the Quran. Quran is on. And they're cursing one another. La, turn off the Quran. Otherwise, respect the Quran and listen. So, the Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said, hanging on these things to the wall is wasting money, is innovation, and it may cause disrespecting. And sometimes it may be deception. It happened one time, one of the leaders, Muslim leaders, minister he was, who really was complained a lot by the society. He was not kind. He was accused. Someone, he said, you're treating people this way. You have to review, you have to fear Allah. He said, how you tell me fear Allah? And you see, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ on my wall. He said, you don't say, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You have doubt that I am good. So someone may be in, mashallah, he has surah to Yasin by the door, khalas. La. Al-Muhim, not to set up an equal with Allah in any form, in wording, let alone in meaning. Let alone in meaning. Because this sahabi, he didn't mean to set up an equal with Allah Azza wa Jal. With the Messenger Sallam. He didn't mean. That means shirk, the major shirk. But this is minor shirk, it's wording. Like someone is wearing by his father or by his mother or by the country or by this. La, he's wearing by Allah alone. Because you swear the biggest to you. So when you swear by other than Allah, even though in your aqeedah, Allah is the biggest Azza wa Jal to you, but yet in wording it shows that you swear by other than Allah, it means whatever you swear is bigger than Allah, iyadan billah. So the point is, in the deen of Al-Islam, even the word, the statement of the person is being looked. No, don't worry about the akhi, just the word. I was just joking. No problem, it's just a joke. La. Even when you joke, don't joke with wrong thing. Therefore, Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. Prophet ﷺ said, I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for the one who lives off lying even when he's joking. So when you're joking, don't lie. Don't say, because I was joking. Joking will not justify lying. Some people, they really may destroy your feeling. Say bad word, and they say, I was joking. How you joke with cursing or slandering the person? Especially those people who are in the market. So it's a trick of shaitan to do something wrong and to justify it. I was joking. Or I was going to see how you react. How would you expect me to react if you curse me? Shaitan mislead people. One brother, this another story, he said, he wanted to marry a sister. And he consulted with someone. Subhanallah. He said, that one he misled him. He said, to know she is very patient, hang the phone on her many times. And he did it. She talking, he hang the phone on her. She keep on calling, hang the phone on her. She get mad, she left him. He tried to reach her, she said, I don't want to talk to you. So he came to me. He said, how can I reach her back? I said, why you did that? He said, his friend advised him to make sure she will remain patient when you marry her by seeing if she is temper or not. I say, subhanAllah, if you hang the phone on her and she doesn't get mad, this is not a good woman. She has to get mad when she is oppressed. Naam. Getting mad is a beauty, is good. Allah is from the mercy of Allah to get mad. So you can defend your right. Naam, evangelist, if you don't get mad, you see a snake coming to you and you wait. Naam, if you don't get mad and people find out that, they take your property. How are you going to survive? So getting mad is not itself is not a problem. It's when it's misused. When you get mad for haram, to oppress. No, this is yes, but to hang on the phone on this, and to say, so some people, shaitan may deceive you. نعم. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله باب الغناء واللهو. قال رحمه الله حدثنا عبد الله بن صالح قال حدثنا عبد العزيز ابن أبي سلمة عبد الله بن دينار قال خرجت مع عبد الله بن عمر إلى السوق فمر على جارية صغيرة تغني فقال إن الشيطان لو ترك أحدا لترك هذه. This chapter 340. Singing and play. عبد الله بن دينار said, I went out with عبد الله بن عمر to the market. He passed by a little girl who was singing. And he said, if Shaitan had left anyone, he would have left this girl. This Tabi'i said he went out with Abdullah ibn Umar to the market. The Sahabi passed by a little girl who was singing. And said, if a Shaitan had left anyone, he would have left this girl. So singing is from the shaitan. Even if the one who's doing is a little girl. Even if the one who's doing is a little girl, still is amal of shaitan. Inna shaitan lo taraka ahadan, la taraka adihi. قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا حفص بن عمر قال أخبرنا خالد بن عبد الله قال أخبرنا عطاء بن سائب عن سعيد بن جبير عن ابن عباس ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث قال الغناء وأشباهه. This hadith the author 786. ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه said about the verse, which means there are people who buy idle talk. He said, means singing and things like that. In the verse, Allah said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. there are people who buy idle talk. The Sahabi said, this idle talk means singing and things like that. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, another Sahabi, he swore by Allah that lahw al-hadith is al-ghina, is the singing. Is there a difference between singing and music? Yes? So the music is with the instrument. Barakallahu feek. Yahya says music might not have to have, it's not necessary to have a voice. It can be just the mirror, this stuff. But the singing must have voice, and it might have also them using. They put it in some of the masajids now. A'udhu billah. Wallahi amazing. There are masajid, there is a corner. One corner is a musical instrument. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. So they even rent those who dance in the club in the Isha time. They specialize. They even graduate to dance in the masjid. Allahu al-musta'an. أفشوا السلامة. قال البخاري رحمه الله تحدثنا محمد السلام قال أخبرنا الفزاري وأبو معاوية قال أخبرنا فنان بن عبد الله النهمي قنان بن عبد الله النهمي عبد الرحمن بن عوسجة عن البراء بن عازب قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفشوا السلامة تسلموا والأشرة شر. أفشوا السلام تسلموا والأشرة شر. قال أبو معاوية والأشر العبث. This is hadith number 787. From Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, extend the greeting and you will be safe. Extend the greeting and you will be safe. Idle talk is evil. Abu Muawiyah, the narrator, commented, Al-Ashar means vain. No, no. Are we in there? Okay. Afshu salama taslamu. Afshu salama taslamu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, extend the greeting and you will be safe. Afshu salam. Salam is greeting. And it means peace. You spread it. You say salam to one another. And you will be safe. Because salam means safe, means peace. The name of Allah, as-salam, is peace. So by using the name of Allah, of as-salam, Allah gives you peace. Subhanallah, if Muslim would have known the meaning of the as-salam and how important it is. Yani, we would have feel different than we feel now. You say to the person, as-salam, as-salam, and sometimes it's just a word. Does have the meaning. Prophet ﷺ, he swear by Allah that people, he said, wallahi la tadkhulu al-jannah hatta tu'minu. By Allah, you will not enter Jannah until you believe. Wala tu'minu hatta tahabu. And you will not believe until you love one another. So two conditions. You will not enter Jannah, because he swear by Allah. You will not enter paradise until you believe. No disbeliever will enter paradise. No Christian, no disbeliever. Only a Muslim will enter Jannah. Inna Allah harrama ala al-kafirin. فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة. Allah forbade the disbeliever in his Jannah. And Prophet ﷺ said another condition, and you will not enter Jannah until you love one another. And you will not believe, yes, you will not believe until you love one another. And then he said, أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. Don't I tell you something? If you do, you will love one another. Look how the Prophet ﷺ is eloquent. After he mentioned the importance of loving one another, because it's a condition to believe, which is condition to enter Jannah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how to get that love for one another. He said, "Afshu salama baynakum." أفشوا السلام بينكم. And in this hadith we have in this book, أفشوا السلام تسلموا. So spread the greeting among you. Means السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Where the Sahaba, رضوان الله تعالى عليهم, if two people are walking, for instance they're traveling, they're walking, and sometimes when people walk, they come to the tree, something in the middle of their way. So they split a group, one goes this the left, the other one goes the right, and then they get back to the way. They say, the Sahaba, that happened, they say salam to one another. They say salam to one another. This is how they used to spread the salam. Rather, Prophet ﷺ mentioned that from the signs of the Day of Judgment, person not to say salam except the one he knows. It's the signs of the Day of Judgment. The world life is about to end. When you see yourself, you go in the market and you see a Muslim and you don't say salam alaikum because you don't know him. It's a sign. So a Muslim says salam alaikum. This is one thing. The second thing, what salam alaikum means? And the ulama, they say al-ibra tu bil-haqaq wal-ma'ani. La bil-alfad wal-mabani. What's being considered, it's not the words, it's the reality. When you say assalamu alaykum, peace be upon you, to your Muslim brother, what do you mean? You make a dua for him. You're asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give him peace. What does that mean? It means you love this Muslim. Who makes dua for you? Someone who loves you. Do we have that feeling when we say salam to our Muslim brother that we love him? And out of love we say the greeting or just the wording. Now also, when I say assalamu alaikum to you, peace be upon you, Allah gives you safety and peace and security. Am I truthful in my statement if after that I'm harming you? I have evil in my heart for you? I'm planning to deceive your money? I'm backbiting when you leave me? This is not truthful. Because if you asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give peace to this person, you have to first give peace to him. Yani, you have to, now for instance, somebody he need help. He wants $10, for instance. You have it in this $10. Is it honest? Is it sincere to take this person to someone else to give him $10 and you have it? And you are not giving to him? No, this is not right. This is not right. This is not sincerity. Why are you taking to that person? What's the difference between you and the other one? He came to you first. And you capable. He's your brother. Why are you asking someone else? If you can't, yes. If it's intercession, it is different. Prophet Sallam said, Ishfa'u tu'jaru. Make intercession, you get reward. Meaning someone is in need of help. You can't help. Take him to someone else. Na'am. Say, Akhi, I know this brother. Help him. This is, you get reward. The same reward he gets. A brother wants to get married, but he's not being helper to get married. You talk on behalf of him. If you know good about him. Na'am. Go to that person. I know this brother. He's good Muslim. He This is ishfa'u tu'jaru. But you are not going to marry him your own daughter. You don't wanna. You go into the other people's doors. Is this sincerity? La. So, يعني, when someone says assalamu alaykum, he should be truthful, which means you want good for your Muslim brother. In a way, you ask in Allah al-Kareem, subhanah, ماذا, to give him peace. And if this is the case, he will get peace from you first. Give him peace, don't harm him in his wealth, in his honor, in his blood. Leave him alone, protect him. Not only that, if you've come to know that someone is harming him, from your dua is to help him to have peace, to defend him. Now, so the Prophet ﷺ, he said, يعني, don't I tell you something? If you do it, you will love one another. Say assalamu alaikum. Spread it. Say much. What happened if we spread in assalamu alaikum so much and we hate one another? No love one another. Why? Because it's just a wordy. Where is the meaning? And the sharia, the ulama, they say what's being considered is the reality. Isn't that the word? Is it the same, alhamdulillah? Yani, is it the same, someone who recites Quran? And someone who knows the meaning. And when he knows the meaning, every ayah he reading, he judging himself, he looking. Allah here command, do this. Do I do it? If he doesn't do it, he intend to do it from there on. In this ayah, he come to this ayah, Allah say, this haram. He ask himself, do I do it? And this person, يعني, he is with the Quran, as the Prophet ﷺ used to be. When the Prophet ﷺ, he come to ayah of tasbih, to glorify Allah, he used to make tasbih. When he ﷺ comes to ayah of forgiveness, of rahmah, he used to ask Allah, give me rahmah. When the Prophet ﷺ recited ayah of punishment, he used to ask Allah to save him from it. Prophet ﷺ, he was with, is this one is equal to someone who doesn't know the meaning and what he recited? They are not the same, even though both in this case, they get reward. This is different, the Quran is different. Even if you don't know the meaning, you get the reward. Hasanat. Each letter, 10 hasanat or more, even if you don't know the meaning. But yet you are not like the one who is using Quran the way Allah, the reason that Allah revealed, which is to ponder on it, which is to get يعني, righteous, to lead you to the guidance, to change your way of life. They are not the same. So, al-muhim, in this hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, afshu salama taslamu. Spread the salam, the greetings, you will have ماذا? Salam, you will have peace, you will have safe. You will have safe. Na'am, because if you say assalamu alaikum to your brother and you are truthful, you will not harm him. So actually it's announcement. So when you say assalamu alaikum, means ya akhi, no, I will not harm you. Not I am trying my best to be in a state of peace. I am asking Allah to give you peace and to give you security. Na'am. So, afshu salama, Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, taslamu wal asharatu sharrun, qala Abu Muawiyah wal ashara al abath. This is why the Imam Bukhari brought, and the play is mada, al abath is vain. Abath is vain. So the music, the singing, the vein and the like. يعني, some people, their way of life now is music. Even he go into the masjid, astaghfirullah, even though that's not so much, but it happened. Usually those who are addicted to the music, they don't go to masjid. Someone, he become addicted to the music, khalas. Music is the voice of shaitan. As the ulama said, it never gets in the heart of a Muslim the love of Quran with the love of music. One goes out. Therefore, those who love the music, they cannot listen Quran. Abadan. Quran, little surah is recited, it's too long. Music may be hours. Shaking his head, astaghfirullah. Naam. So he says, it's so to shaitan. So to a shaitan. Mizmar, Muqayyim says, Mizmaru shaitan. Is the voice of shaitan, the music. Especially the music of the kuffar. Why I say the music of kuffar? Because all sometimes it's with it a kufr statement. And very bad manners, statements that Muslim doesn't say it. Naam. And you see people, so the music, is Imam Bukhari said, Imam Shafi said, and al-ghina'u yunbitu nifaqa fil qalb. The singing or the music initiate the hypocrisy in the heart. If you want to be munafiq, then listen music. That's what Imam Ali says. They don't make lie. What mean is those who make singing and the like are fusaq among them. The people of knowledge, they consider them rebellious. Those who music. So you have now stores. Muslim have a store selling music. Yes, he make money out of that. Subhanallah, I remember one brother who used to have, people are different. Never underestimate anything from the good. Never underestimate anything from saying haq. I was going to record to have a lecture TV, CD, and there was a Muslim brother who have this music, too much stuff. And I surprised. Ala kulin, I told him, "Akhi, why are you doing this? Taqilla. He said, "He make a living." I say, "Allah will provide you. Wallahi. If you leave this, you look for another. Allah will provide. Allah written down your provision, ya akhi." All people, they eat. All over the world, people eat. I say, "You, do you know your parents, your fathers? Do you know anyone of them, or your mothers, grandmother, anyone of them who died for hunger, out of hunger? He didn't have anything to eat." He said, "No." So how you feel that you are living here? This country, alhamdulillah, too much money. All people are coming here for money. Al-Kullin, subhanallah, after time I saw him having another job, and yani, he said he left it because of that reminding. He said his job is better than now. He make more income. Do you see that? So sometimes shaitan may say, if you leave this job, who stop you from salah, who you are dealing with haram, you will not have another way left. Even if the person is in necessity, that month he has to pay the rent, then let him look for another job. Yani, let him look for another job to have way out. And the ulama, Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, was asked, rahimahullah, when he came to Ohio, he said that someone who is in that situation dealing with this, and if he doesn't pay it, and they bring all his stuff outside, and he has kids. And you know, this environment, they don't do a favor for you. They give you 5 days, maybe your neighbor take your stuff. La ilaha illallah. The neighbor who used to live, used to be your neighbor. If he see your chair outside, he's the one who taking it. La ilaha illallah. So if this is what person is going through in this situation, yani, Allah say, "Illa madduriftum," but he must look for another job. Even if he less payment, as long as he can survive. You don't say this has extra $5, even if it has it. Because few, wallah, small income, halal, lawful, has more blessings and barakah than a lot of money full of mad mistakes and haram way. So al-muhim, means that don't underestimate anything from the good. But people are not the same. Another one who had the same, I told him, "Akhi, tell your brother next to you to stop this music." He said, "What do I have to do with? Why you go and involve other people's affairs?" He get mad at me. He said, "Why are you dealing with other people's affairs?" I said, "La, ya akhi, we Muslims. We enjoy one another." He said, "That's your business. That's his business." And that's why the munkar is spreading. But if the neighbor is the friend, if the uncle, the aunt, amazing things I heard yesterday. A'udhu billah. There is some Muslim who opened a club for the young age Muslims. And then, iyadan billah, corrupting the young age. Not even a'udhu billah. This is the first time I hear that there are clubs for children, a'udhu billah, for young ones. You know what happened? This man was locked by something. The parents are running to bring him out. Parents are running to bring him out. Yeah, why are you bringing this one who corrupting the community? Naam. So the munkar is spreading because everyone is not taking his responsibility. So may Allah protect us. If your uncle or your friend or your neighbor or your relative is involving a major corrupting the community, you are fighting for the sake of Allah, stop this. He doesn't. How you help him to continue? How you help him to continue corrupting the Muslim children, misguiding all of them? And then, as long as my son is free, my daughter is free, let him be. What's freedom? So the monk enjoying the good and forbidding the evil has to be help one another by everybody. And subhanAllah, you do not know munkar is getting. And that's what Allah loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people, they see the munkar, they can't talk. You don't fight. It's a nice way, alhamdulillah. If the person takes, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't take, that's all on you. There's a difference between fighting and insulting the person, abusing the person, offending the person, and being quiet, and being silent, like nothing wrong happened. There's something between it, is to talk to the person in a good way. Akhi, you Muslim, barakallahu fiqh, alhamdulillah. For sure Allah will give you better. Man taraka shay'an lillah awadahu Allahu khayran minhu. Whoever leaves something for Allah, Allah replaced for him better. Prophet ﷺ said that. So akhi, do that. One day he may not. Another day, 3 days, 4 days, you find inshallah it will affect. Al-Muhim, so ghina, music is not allowed. Music is not allowed. It is misguide people from the Quran, from worshiping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even those who are not music, game, يعني, it shouldn't be too much. If someone even wants to exercise, time limit, even if you want to exercise, يعني, it's good. يعني, it's through play. The Sheikh Uthaymeen said, like playing like the soccer, for instance, basketball. But that shouldn't make you, take you away from fulfilling your duty and your responsibilities, let alone salawat. Your mother wants to serve her, your father wants to help him, and you go into basketball, la. But not that, alhamdulillah, in a good way. Some of the ulama said this, yani, a person needs to exercise, so even he can get energy for the ibadah. But not the haram things, not the music, or where people are naked, or where people are cursing, you hear shirk and evil things. La, don't involve with that. It's better you buy what do you call this they carry? Yes? The weights, and you put in your house, even though there's no desire. Yes, sometimes you don't have desire for it. So sometimes it's not exercise, it's desire. Wants the person to fulfill the desire. Ala kulli hal, al-muhim, to avoid the music. The Tahabi said, Ibn Umar, if shaitan leaving anyone, he would have left this little girl who is singing in the market. Wallahu a'lam, if there is any correction, any question, confusion. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.